Welcome to the Business and Enterprise Systems Mission Success Podcast, where we bring you the latest BES news and other topics of interest. Today, we have a very special group of guests, and I want to follow up with our last episode where we interviewed Lieutenant Colonel John Drummond from the BESPIN team, or the BES product innovation team. This month, we're going to expand that conversation with BESPIN, and also we have a representative from the Republic of Singapore Air Force. So we've got a great episode scheduled for you guys today. And I wanted to just say good day to all of you. So let's go around and introduce the team. Who are we talking to today?
Hey, good morning or good afternoon. This is Matt Nelson. I'm actually the Chief Technology Officer at BESPIN. I'm a new, government civilian. I joined back in September 2023. And the reason I joined this amazing mission was really excited to see the direction that BESPIN is going, not just for creating digital capabilities and really pushing mobile capabilities into the hands of the warfighter and, cloud-based applications as well, but just our ability to create that next generation of digital talent. All of that under the roof of BESPIN has been super exciting. And, since I've, joined the government civilian service, got a chance to work with the Republic of Singapore Air Force, super impressed with their technologists, their engineers, and looking forward to this conversation around all the cool things that we've been doing with them.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I guess I'm next. Hi, everybody. Morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are seeing this podcast. My name is Rock, and I'm a product manager from the Republic of Singapore Air Force in this little software startup called Ray. I'm also the head of digital plans and strategy in this little outfit. And yeah, the reason why we are doing this is because we all share the passion for tech, and we want to use tech in an operational context to save lives, to make lives better, to really just make things better a little bit at a time. And we are really excited and honored to be here down in Montgomery co-developing a second time with BESPIN. Yep.
Hey everyone, I'm Senior Airman Khan. I am a UX UI developer or front end developer here at the design studio, BESPIN Design Studio. I'm also on the product team here for this effort with the Singapore team, currently working on the product design and UX experience. So that's my role. Back to you, John.
All right. Well, guys, it's great to have you all. I know what this partnership that's been taking place over the last coming up on 2 years now is really fascinating. A lot of great output from the two teams coming together. So how did this relationship begin with BESPIN and the Singapore Air Force? And tell us, Rock, you've got it on your jacket there. What is RAID?
Yeah, so you already pointed out, the wrong side. So RAID stands for RSF, Agile, Innovative, and Digital. So it's just a cool acronym to describe us. But by and large, we see ourselves as a software startup in the RSAF. And the reason why I say startup, it's not because it's a buzzword to throw around, but we really want to inculcate that different kind of culture, the different kind of spirit into the Republic of Singapore Air Force. That's why we call ourselves a startup. And we don't just focus on digital solutions, but we think about problems as a whole. We think about solutions as a whole. We don't just everything. We just throw tech at the tech as a solution to everything. So, RAID is a 3-year-old startup, and our mission is to deliver smarts and smiles to our airmen. That's our core mission. That's all we want to do. Give our airmen and women a cognitive edge and make them happy while doing that. It's as simple as that. And software doesn't have to be software, but anything that solves the problem. Yeah, so on your second question on how this started, it was a match made in heaven. We were fleeting, I would call ourselves a software garage back in 2021, 2022, and there was this LOU that was signed by then CSAF General Brown and ALCAF back then in, I think it was April. And less than 5 months later, we had boots on the ground. We were visiting the DoD and US Air Force software factories. I mean, all of them were impressive. There's so much for us to learn, but BESPIN really stood out in the sense where, beyond that technical capability like we see in MDES and MOS, pipeline, things like that, and their ability to get the CTF fast. I think what really struck Raid about Bestmin was how they were so welcoming. They saw us as, hey, I think it was Colonel Drummond that saw us as, hey, these guys, they were like us, let's reach out to them and see what we can do together. And, you know, fast forward another 3 to 4 months, we had a software core development team here, and yeah, the rest is history.
Hey, Mr. Nelson, I want to go to you with this. Part of that acronym from RAID is the Agile Innovation Digital. And obviously BES is heavy into the Agile methodology. So tell us how Agile fits into all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Bestmin, that's at our core identity and being, is we really want to get capabilities out into the hands of the warfighter quickly and learn from those feedback loops of, you know, you build it, you measure how well it's solving the problem for the end user, and then you learn and get additional feedback. And you can't do that with, you know, legacy waterfall types of approaches when it comes to, you know, building everything all at once and then just testing everything all at once. And then you really just have one feedback loop. So, you know, Bestmin started with, hey, let's think differently. Let's try to become a new way of working inside the DoD when it comes to digital delivery. So, you know, we started up this whole software factory concept. And I think, you know, Rock mentioned that this was kind of a match made in heaven. And I think it truly was like that origin story when they came out and like talked to Bestmin and understood our problems. The overlap on the challenges and the problems were very similar, right? There's a lot of bureaucracy you're going to have to, you know, overcome, a lot of security compliance that you're going to have to overcome, a lot of making sure that you establish a culture that feels safe to do new things. All of that was, you know, overlapped with RAID and Bestmin. So I thought that that was really, you know, amazing that we're able to, you know, do those things together. And one of the reasons why we're able to do those things together is Bestmin exists to help other organizations, other development teams get into production. That's why we have these enterprise services within Bestmin. Rock mentioned MDAS, but that is our mission delivery as a service capability. It's a continuous authority to operate pipeline. So it automatically scans all software, you know, code to make sure it's compliant from a security and developmental test perspective. It checks to make sure it's safe to get released into the hands of the warfighter. And after it, you know, you do that first major release, you get your first push into production is what we call it. Then you can establish those tight feedback loops and create that agile piece. So, you know, we're definitely like RAID and Bestmin trying to do agile in a way that is still safe and still makes the warfighters happy. When I say stay safe, it works and it's secure type of thing. So yeah, we're definitely on the same page with agile for sure.
That's awesome. So Airman Khan, I'm coming to you. I'm not going to let you off the hook. But tell us about this visit. What are you guys working on together? What is this this visit about?
Yep. So it was a brand new idea from the last visit. The project is called Sentinel. It's a web or a cross-platform application, web and mobile, right? And essentially, it's an application on a mobile device, which allows you to reach the sensors in that device, right? And then be able to report that whatever sensor feedback. So like camera, audio, videos, audio recordings alone, messages. So you can essentially just fill out a form and report what you see in the field, right? So soldier in the field, the boots on the ground, right? They're able to take a picture of maybe like an incoming drone or a threat or anything in the field and report it back to a command center. So the application would send that information or the form back to a web application where like commanders or whoever's in charge can see all this information in a single pane of glass and make informed decisions. It's a reporting tool, and I think it's very much needed. It's way faster than what we do today. And it works as a second layer of intelligence out in the field. So when we think about like future conflicts with peer adversaries, we need to think about traditional systems getting taken out, right? And creating redundancy. How can we keep the intelligence and the eyes on the field? And this is perhaps one of those ways, but that's what we're currently working on. And working with the RAID team has been amazing. They're super smart. Working with the airmen, I mean, they're they're awesome. So learning, I think we're both learning from each other.
So Sentinel, where are we in that process? Is this in development? Has it been deployed yet? What's going on?
Yeah, so it hasn't been deployed. As far as CTF goes, I think we're about 75% there, right, with security and everything we need if we were to deploy to our secure cloud. But right now, the prototype is almost fully flushed out, right? We do have a mobile application that we can showcase on a device, and we also have the web portion. We will be taking that prototype to the Pentagon and showing it off. So it's almost ready to go.
Gotcha. Now, when you're talking about mobile devices, what are those devices? An iPhone, an Android, or?
Yep. So we're using React Native. So that allows you, it's a framework that allows you to deploy to both Android and iOS at the same time. So right now, yeah, just iPhones and Androids. That's what we're shooting for now.
Yeah, so the core idea is this. You know, I think Matt had a great article about how, you know, today the mobile phone is like a commodity in everyone's toolkit. You have, when you pack, you have your toothbrush, you have your razor, you have your comb, you have all sorts of things. But what is most definitely in everyone's pockets is actually a very powerful piece of technology called a mobile phone. I mean, no matter if you're an Android or iOS user, it can be used the same. So the whole idea is to make every single person a sensor, and because you have such a useful sensing tool in your hands, everyone can play a part, everyone can come together, crowdsource intelligence, things that you see. And Sentinel really aims to do that by verifying your identity, and then having you submit a report of a potential threat. It could be a drone, could be a suspicious object, could be troop movements, depending on what context. It could be a fishing boat, you know, could be anything at all. And what this does is really creates not just a redundant network, but a distributed network that's harder to detect, and it still works as long as you have a mobile phone and a connection to the internet. It's as simple as that. So that's what Sentinel is about.
So I'm sorry, Mr. Nelson, did you have something?
I was just going to piggyback on like the whole Sentinel origin story, right? So what I think is really powerful about Sentinel, not only just within the tech, but the process of these two organizations coming together. You know, this was, I ideated on, hey, we did a, you know, more of an enablement app last year with Stargazer. It was an app that looked at for CUI information in emails or in text or wherever you have it loaded. But we were like, hey, let's go mission centric now. That's what we need to do. If there's, you know, if the balloon goes up and there's a peer-to-peer conflict, how are we going to come together as, you know, international allies to respond in that world? And that's what we were thinking. We said, okay, what could we do to build something quickly to prove out that this concept of international development is effective and more effective than just letting a contract or doing anything like that? So we didn't decide on, you know, using Sentinel or building an application that turns your phone into a sensor for drones or any sort of nefarious actor until about a week before the team came, like, you know, late June. And so between, you know, when the team showed up and now, which has been about 5 weeks worth of development, we already have a working prototype. We already have gone through 75% of the security chores for that application for a certificate to field a CTF. And all of that was done organically. This 100% airman-led team, either airmen from the Republic of Singapore Air Force or the U.S. Air Force. So we didn't have to cut a contract. We didn't have to do any of the long lead items that, you know, you're not going to have when, you know, you're trying to fight a war and, you know, keep up at pace with the enemy. That's the beauty of this type of relationship is now we know, like I know Rock on a first name basis. And if we ever had to come together and build something in the time of need, we've already done that forming, norming and storming type of pieces to really understand how, you know, Singapore develops versus how the Air Force develops, and coming together and developing in a very similar way is just going to be like a big, in my opinion, force multiplier if we ever have to, you know, have a peer-to-peer conflict in the future. So I think the Sentinel application in and amongst itself is super impressive with just 5 weeks worth of development, and really excited to see where it goes. But, you know, I think the bigger win for this entire organization is, you know, pilots go out and do these international exercises all the time. We're now starting to replicate that with digital exercises, with how can we, you know, be able to have the tip of the spear in the digital space. And that's, you know, this team, the Sentinel team, is really starting to form that for future international developments, which is pretty impressive.
Fascinating, because I hear you say all of this is coming about in 5 weeks. What was some of the needs that were considered, or the dreaming that took place that said, hey, let's develop an app that's going to help us monitor in these situations?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, when we came together, we realized that we have very similar problem sets, and, you know, we are living in a very different world right now where things are changing really quickly, really fast. It's really dynamic. You don't know what you're going to face out there. I think that's a reality that we both see in the Singapore and the US side. And I think these issues have played out in recent conflicts, for example, Russia-Ukraine, where commercial technology can be used to detect drones, artillery targets, enemy troop movements. And so that's where we really sat down and said, hey, can we do something together? But, you know, I would just want to say that we didn't just think about a concept, but we actually went to talk to some users from Singapore, some from the US. So in Singapore, actually, this this idea is being tested as we speak with some homeland protection operations. You know, so Singapore is a very built-up country. How can we use that? How can we then use this mobile sensors to enhance our detection capabilities and then shorten our decision-making cycle? So that's how we begin, and that's how we framed an operational problem from the start of 5 weeks, and then we deployed a product onto GovCloud in just a short span of 5 weeks.
As the Sentinel development is taking place, what else are you guys working on during this visit?
So I think beyond just this co-development, this relationship between Bespin and Raid has grown so much across the years. You know, I think like what Matt said, we were just doing an enabler application last year, and we were a bit more focused on that, you know, just to iron out the relationships, make new friends. And this year it has really blossomed or grown into a much, much larger thing, you know. From the time where we got boots on the ground in Montgomery to last year, and then to this year, we just hosted a Bespin in April in Singapore, where six of Bespin's leadership came over to Singapore to talk about a few things beyond just software development. We talked about UX design. We also spoke about RPA. We also spoke about culture, and, you know, how do we foster this culture for the benefit of the military, which we discussed earlier, you know, how to give that speed, how to give that protected space to make a difference. And yeah, moving on to closer to Montgomery, there is actually a design sprint happening right now in downtown Montgomery with a few software factories across the US Air Force and DOD. And we have a Singapore representation there, a design lead from DSTA. So it's really exciting. Beyond just this Sentinel product co-development, we are doing a lot more. And that will conclude next week with milestone. I wouldn't say it concludes. It will translate into a big milestone next week, where we will go up to the Pentagon to brief the leadership on what we are up to, you know, how Bespin and Raid is that platform and that foundation for allies to connect together and, you know, deliver speed where it matters.
So after 5 weeks of working on Sentinel, now you get to go to the Pentagon and show it off. So what is...
Yeah, that's right. I think Khan is really excited about it.
Airman Khan, what's some of the message you want to share with the Pentagon about this whole process?
Well, I think we are definitely going to be going over everything that we spoke about today, right? like Mr. Matt said, the most important thing here is you know, like the relationship we are building, right? And how we develop together and all those practices, getting ourselves aligned. I think from the team, the technical team here, the product team, we're very excited to showcase it. They're super excited to show off their work. I myself never been inside the Pentagon. I know we'll be getting a tour on Monday, so that's going to be very exciting. I know the other airmen are excited about that as well. And then just hoping that we can advocate for Bespin, right? Because it is a very unique place to work at. And just not everybody gets these opportunities going in the Air Force, right? To work with international partners like this. So I think that's just being able to showcase that. That's more than enough for us.
Yeah, I just wanted to quickly write on to Khan's message to the Pentagon. I thought, you know, what's important here, you know, it's not the product that we develop, but the friendships and the partnerships that we develop that we can call upon in times of need. And, you know, that really goes back to the whole origins of why both Air Forces started the software factories, you know, because often I think the challenge in terms of speed is not the ability for us to be able to do things. It's often policy and bureaucracy. But the key difference here is when you have software factories that were created from the ground up by the Air Force, for the Air Force, what we want to share with the Pentagon is, you know, the value of this partnership in delivering speed. And how we will do that is through showcasing the product, a live product, an app that connects to a web. And yeah, I think there's no better way to share that message with the Pentagon that having allies and having their speed is really important. Having the capability to fix issues and push software into the ground, push mobile apps to the ground, to the front guys, that's how we're going to do that.
Mr. Nelson, I think it was you that said this a few minutes ago. In this whole process, you guys have seen how Singapore, how they are developing apps, and you know here how we, our methodology support for developing apps. What have you learned? How do you bring those two together? What are the lessons learned from each other in that process?
Yeah, and you know, the biggest thing that we've learned is we have a lot of the same challenges, even though, you know, we're two different militaries, two different countries. We still are both looking at the NIST cybersecurity controls to make sure that you're building an application that meets that framework. So from a cybersecurity overlap, it's very much the same. And we both have to look at, you know, what tools are going to help us build software faster. So we're looking at very similar tools from like AWS infrastructure and AWS services to, you know, code scanning tools to, you know, just software bill of material assessment capabilities. All of that is really what the DevSecOps development environment is. And we have the same needs, which makes me really excited, because then, you know, a joint or an international DevSecOps development environment that's approved for use to be able to push code and share data and share applications between Singapore and the US doesn't exist, but we're breaking the mold right now to hopefully one day make that exist, because it's very similar pipelines, very similar cloud infrastructure. Then it's okay, how do we come together and, you know, basically bust the bureaucracy to say, hey, we are going to really have a joint or coalition DevSecOps production environment that they can use and we can use. And that's the exciting conversations that are hard, because it's not the technical challenges anymore. It's more of a process challenge of how to make that work. But, you know, I've learned that we're both having that same vision. We really both want to be able to do this for the defense of, you know, our allies and our nations together. It's super important, especially like, you know, with Singapore being in the Indo-PACOM region, and that's, you know, with great power competition, that's where we are focusing our efforts as, you know, the Department of Defense. Having this relationship and having a potential ability to come together quickly. You know, we have about 100 airmen inside Bespin. Brock, how many airmen do you have inside RAID at the time, around 50 or so? Or
yeah, we have about 50 to 60 military experts and officers and airmen across the RAID. So looking about a similar number.
Yeah, so if you just look at that, right? 160 people that are, digital natives that can get after these, pretty complex problems. And if we put them together in a same toolbox, we could do amazing things. So that's like the biggest thing that I learned is like we have shared outcomes together that we really want to go after, hard problems from a technical space. And Sentinel is just I think the beginning. I really think that this is going to be an enduring relationship. Post Sentinel, Project Mercury, which is an innovation effort inside the Air Force, is already really excited about this Sentinel effort, and hopefully going to get a little bit of seed funding to keep the Sentinel development going, because they went out, last year with, Mr. Matt Everts, I believe, his team went out and they said, hey, like, let's take a lesson from the Ukraine fight where they're putting cell phones on 6-foot poles out across Ukraine, using the microphone as a sensor that's on your, cell phone already, doing acoustic analysis on that. That's why it was called Echolink, to determine, where the bearing, vector, and range of a drone flying over comes into play. And that's exactly what, what we're trying to do with all different types of, nefarious actors, drones, troop movement, everything with Sentinel. So that there is a big opportunity here, and all of it is, because of this relationship, So I think you get the ball rolling, and, we'll see where it goes from a snowball effect perspective. So, but I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. And that's actually really one of the questions I wanted to start wrapping up with, is thinking big picture, the importance of this relationship. It's clear to see the connection of the impact of the relationship between BESPIN and RAID, the U.S. and Singapore. But looking beyond that, what are some other international ally opportunities?
One thing that we've been looking at is, especially in Indo-PACOM region, right? Like, you got that first island chain with Japan and with Guam, and, the second island chain with, the Philippines, and all of those key allies inside that region. And then you can extend it all the way out to, Hawaii and where we're at in the Pacific. There, we were already opening the doors to the software factory out there called Tron to say, hey, like, what about, adding you guys into the mix? We've had conversations with our Australian allies, and their Jericho software factory to say, hey, what about you guys coming into this mix? So, like, I think the opportunity to, like, add more connective tissue to this relationship is out there, and like, we're starting to create that network because of podcasts like this. So I wanted to say thank you for being able to just share our message and be able to like talk about these things, because we will only be better as a coalition with more, like-minded folks that can get after these hard problems together without having to, wait a year for a contract to develop. Or right now we'd have to get a waiver to officially deploy software together and share all that data. So if we can solve that for, one country, and we're learning that countries have the same processes when it comes to security reviews and testing and all of these pieces, in theory, you could replicate that pattern for multiple other ally nations. And then, then we really have a good digital posture moving forward in the next fight.
That's incredible. It's exciting. So what's next? What's next for BESPIN and RAID? Rock.
Yeah, I think it's exciting times for BESPIN and RAID, having, gone beyond just product co-development. I think we are really looking forward to that continued relationship. I think, like what Matt said, how it could be a shining beacon for other allies in the Indo-PACOM region to say, hey, actually, if we can do it, we can, the Singaporeans and the US Air Force can do that, so can we. It's a lot better to have more friends and in this region. And yeah, what's next? I'm excited, man. I think BESPIN is also excited to have a team come to Singapore, perhaps. And I think our team, this trip has been really awesome. Our team was really excited to been nominated to come here to learn from Bespin. And yeah, I'm pretty sure there'll be more to come for Bespin and Rate. Maybe, you know, having an even shorter timeline to develop something in operational context, but with more people. So that could be next. I don't know. It could be many, many permutations. But I think what I know is that we have this really good connection going with Matt, Colonel Hoff, and Colonel Drummond, who's going to retire next week. But you know, we have this kind of partnership, so we are not too worried about what's next. But we really want to sit down together to think about the future in the longer term. So that's what we'll be doing.
Airman Khan, any thoughts? What's next? What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, I'll be PCSing right here soon. Fortunately and unfortunately, right, because I love Bespin. I've seen it come very far. I've been here for about 3 years, and it's not the same Bespin from when I first started. I'm newer to the Air Force though, so it was very interesting to see, from a civilian coming into the military, like how far we're along, right, with like mobile technology and just technology overall. And I think Bespin is at the tip, right, just leading that effort. It is the mobile center of excellence. I think it, just the effort to push mobile into our military is the right way to go. It's the future. So just very grateful, right, to be a part of it, and hoping that perhaps y'all get to collaborate as much as I can before our PCS here. But yeah, that's all I got. It's been an awesome ride. So
awesome. Mr. Nelson, what are your thoughts? What are you looking forward to continuing with this relationship with RAID?
Yeah, and I think, Rock mentioned it a little bit, but us getting our team out to Singapore and replicating the same process of just embedding into a different organization to really pick up, not just the technical pieces, but then also pick up how they look at problems, how we try to solve things together, how we collaborate. When I went out there in April, I had some really amazing conversations around like how RAID is establishing their culture processes and how RAID is really trying to, build teams that are balanced from like a designer and engineers and product managers all in that same space and all that talent development. So for me, like what's next is, let's get our frequent flyer miles going and like come out and have these conversations and get embedted together, because that's how we learn, and that's how we're going to truly push this envelope and not just make it like a one-time thing, but a continuous, touch points at all times with Raiders. And I love calling these guys Raiders because I think it's cool. But in my mind, we have this two networks now. Let's see where it goes with other, software factories in the mix. And, then hopefully one day, my dream, my vision is we have this coalition DevSecOps production environment where, Raiders can use it and deploy, mobile applications to their warfighters. And we can take those same mobile applications and put them to use with our warfighters and really create this efficient type of world, because typically foreign military cells, you do the cell after the thing is built. What if we like flip that on its head and did foreign military joint development, and we figure out like any sort of the policy or money things up front, and then we can just go really, really fast that way. So I think there's a lot of cool things just on that side as well as we move forward. So I'm really excited to kind of tackle this, as a long term, not just next 2-3 years, but like a generational type of, relationship.
That's a great, great vision right there. So thank you guys. I really want to say thank you to all of you for giving us a behind the scenes look at what's going on with this partnership. I've heard about it for a year now, but to get a behind the scenes look and to get a deeper dive, especially into Sentinel. Thank you so much for your time today. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in today. Thank you for being with us for the BES Mission Success Podcast. At BES, we run the systems that run the Department of the Air Force, moving money, manpower, and material. Until next time, good day.